Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure being with you. In view of the updated mission and vision of the World Bank, which talks about ending poverty, a world free of poverty on a livable planet, and that's the addition which member countries have asked us to take on, the importance of transboundary water management is not decreasing, it's only increasing. It's in light of that you should hear the contribution from my side. I want to make basically three short points here. The World Bank finances transboundary water cooperation through traditional means, which means trust funds. We have one trust fund for Africa, Cooperation in International Waters in Africa, CIWA. We have another one for Central Asia, Central Asia Water and Energy Partnership. We had one for South Asia, the South Asia Water Initiative, which is just relatively recently closed. Those are examples of how we support countries coming together financially to advance cooperative transboundary water management and development. That we expect to continue and possibly increase. Allow me to just highlight one example that's been mentioned a couple of times throughout these 2 days. This is the one, the SMAB, the Senegal-Mauritania Aquifer Basin, which we are very happy about the partnership with UNECE, where the World Bank and UNECE, as well as other partners, Geneva Water Hub, among others, have come together with the countries, really responding to the countries wanting to improve their cooperation on transboundary groundwater. That's just one example out of many. That's an opportunity for countries to approach the World Bank requesting funding through African partners, that is for CIWA specifically, but we also have these opportunities in other regions. I want to mention the newly established Global Facility for Transboundary Water Cooperation, and it's really in view of the increasing challenges and the urgency to address transboundary water management that the World Bank decided to establish this Global Facility for Transboundary Water Cooperation about a year ago, or less than a year ago, soon a year ago. That is supposed to respond to countries coming to the World Bank asking for support in advancing transboundary water cooperation. I want to emphasize that this is housed at the World Bank, but it's really a partnership with many partners, including the Water Convention and UNECE. I would encourage you to reach out through World Bank country or regional offices and request, if you would like to do that, support through this facility. We've already started with activities. Some are focused on capacity building. We regularly hold river basin organization or groundwater basin organization as well, roundtables, which are all virtual. We're establishing a global roster of experts to provide expert input into processes on all different levels, providing knowledge but also advice. We're just about to launch a handbook for the facility, which is an easy hands-on tool for which countries can access on how to engage further with the facility. We're also, and building on what Dimka was just talking about, looking at opportunities to bring in more innovative financing, looking beyond the traditional public financing as well. That's my second point. The third point is that we are supporting transboundary water cooperation and regional integration around water resources through regional and national IDA, and that's the large pot of money that the World Bank is entrusted with. Here we have two examples where we have recently started one, the Regional Climate Resilience Project for Eastern Southern Africa, where we are, among other things, supporting particularly South Sudan advancing transboundary water cooperation through this, and this is a $380 million program. We're in the process of developing another program for West Africa, which will include the SMAB, it will include other transboundary surface water, and that's a $2 billion program. Really, I'd like to encourage you to engage at the national level, at the regional level, with your respective country offices, and bring your request to the World Bank through those means. And the way the World Bank works is also, I want to highlight that if there's a basin, the countries should ideally come together. I mean, it's fine to request one and one, but it really needs to come from all the parties to either a basin or a surface water system, whether it's a river or a lake. And just final point, in view of all of this, what I said, and also our increased partnership with the Water Convention, we are also happy to be part and planning to be part of the matchmaking event and also the other activities under the meeting of the parties in Slovenia in October. Thank you, Chair. I submit.